for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind. And it's going on, children. You say, I don't believe that nobody. It's going on, children. For men stealers, for liars, for perjured person, and just in case, if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, just in case I didn't put something in here, every other thing that's contrary to the word of God, stay away from, children. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer. I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious, but I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. I was a whoremonger once. I was a liar once. I was a proud person. I was a talebearer. I was a mess maker. I was a thief. I was a bat. But thank God for the mercy. Thank God for his mercy. And your flesh is the only one that keeps bringing it back up. That's why God told us in the beginning, you bind up your flesh. For now there is for no condemnation in them which believe in Christ Jesus. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what he came here for. All we got to do is repent, children. The devil don't want you to know it's that easy. Repent for it. That's what his blood was for. For our sins. For our sins. Your flesh causes you to sin, allow you to sin, and then it put condemnation upon you. Look what you done. God can't forgive you for this. God say, I can forgive you for all sin, children. 16. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering. He did it for me first. So now I can have compassion on you. And you can have compassion on your brothers and your sisters. This is a time and a day that we're going to have to learn how to be long-suffering, children. How many times am I supposed to forgive them? Is seven enough? No, you got to keep on forgiving them. You got to keep on forgiving them. Because God kept on forgiving you. Because God keep on forgiving you. Learn to show them more love. Learn to have more compassion on them. They may not be running this race as strong as you think they should. They may not be coming to church as much as you think. They may not be speaking to church. But learn to be long-suffering with them. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. Long-suffering. For a pattern, 16 verse, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal. That's why I say, take me to the King. Take me to the King. He's the one that can fix all things. He's the one that can forgive me my sins. He's the one that won't keep bringing it back up to me. He's the one that loves me no matter what shape I'm in. He's the one that hears my prayer. He hears me in the nighttime when I'm crying, in the closet, down the roads, with all the pain, all the suffering. As I go, please take me to the King. Please take me to the King. He's the one that teach me how to love my brothers. He's the one that teach me how to have compassion on someone else. Please My body is broken down. My strength is getting weak. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. For an offering, I have to offer up this body as a living sacrifice every day, all day long. Please take me to the King. My strength is weakening in me. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King for an offering. For an offering. Please. I've got a dying world out there. Your flesh got you worried about your fires. Worried about the fact that your shoes are too tight. He said, but I've got children that don't even have shoes to put on their feet. You're worried about not having enough money to make it to next week. He said, I've got children that don't have a dime, not even a penny in their pocket. You're worried about all the stress that you're going through. He said, I've got children that don't know about me. Will you please take them to the King? Tell them about me. Tell them about me. I'm full of grace and mercy. Will you bring them to the King? Just the way they are. Just the way they are. Don't you try to clean them up. Don't you try to change them. You just tell them about me. And every minute, every hour, every day, every week that you spend for me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give it back to you, children. Your flesh wants you to keep looking at you. God said, but if you look at them, if you look the need for them, I will take care of you. We'll tell them about that eternal King. I don't care how many kings come. I'm the eternal King. I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I created all this stuff by myself. I created all of it for myself. I was there from the beginning and I'll be there in the end. Bring them to the King. Bring them to the King. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
See, we just want to let the devil know that the saints of the Most High God are making a come up. You see, no longer will we just accept these generational curses and demonic attacks. And we hereby shall notice that we're taking back our families and we're taking back our homes and churches. And you might as well get ready, devil, because we come to take the city.
The time has come to take a stand, declare the truth to every man, yeah. It's time to get it on. There's no more time for playing games. Get ready for
Now, ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, the preacher.
In the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, the Bible says that Moses sent out 12 spies. He said for you to go out and spy out the land and see how it is. Now, it amazes me how 12 different men can go to the same place, see the same thing, and come back with conflicting reports. Ah, because the scripture says when Moses questioned the spies that he said that there were Hittites there, and there were Jebusites there, and there were Amorites there. They said the land was flowing with milk and honey, but there were just too many enemies. Ah, but I like what Caleb has to say, because the scripture says that Caleb had another spirit. He said, let us go over and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, we find that Moses goes off the scene, and it begins the Joshua generation. Ah, but God tells him one thing. He says that wherever your foot shall tread, I've given it to you as a possession. Oh, we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout now that God has given us the city.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Oh, you thought I was the devil. You thought I was the
standing up, come on. I want you to know the blood rushes to the place that hurts the most. Are you living in chaos and everything is going wrong? Is your heart hurting? It's getting hotter and hotter to pray. Are you beginning to wonder about the prayer yesterday? Seems like the answer is never coming. And you're just barely hanging on. Rejoice, cause the blood rushes to the belief
that hurts the most.
Now listen to this. And shed his blood one day on Calvary.
The Bible said they didn't wait on the Lord. He said, I renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wondering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her? And somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I've got another building. I've got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind. I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this. I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
No matter what people say, he said it was.